Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. This summer, I had the pleasure, tongue-in-cheek, of planning and conducting an estate sale, a three-day estate sale for a home that was lovingly occupied for almost 50 years. Lovingly occupied by two people who bought everything that they wanted, and they bought them in multiples. That being said, there was a lot of stuff. They had so much stuff that the three-day, one-weekend sale was actually a six-day, two-weekend sale. Fortunately, that meant there were lots of buyers on every single day of the sale. It meant we had to stay over, too. And I learned a lot from those buyers. I learned a lot about how not to negotiate. I'm going to share some of those learnings. First one, don't lie. Do not lie. There was a woman who had been given discount after discount after discount, and when she was finally finished shopping, she found one more dress she wanted. It was marked $6. She told the dear person, my sister, who was handling payments, that she only had $5. Now, my sister was tired by this point, and she was tired of this woman, and she said, it's $6. It's $6. The woman said, I only have $5. My sister got up to put the dress back, and then the crafty little woman pulled out the $6. Lying is just not a good thing to do. We know that. It's costly in terms of reputation and in terms of relationships. When she came back the next day, nobody at the sale would give her a discount. And when we had to run the sale again a few weeks later, everyone knew that our resident liar was there. I know this sounds silly and it sounds simple, but I am continually surprised by the number of people who stretch the truth and distort the facts in their business negotiations. It's not a good thing to do. It's awful when people feel like they need to fact check what you're putting on the table. Don't underestimate the person on the other side of the negotiating table. Don't think that they won't call you on questionable assertions. Second thing I learned, request, don't demand. I watched a couple of really humorous interactions where customers put their what they thought they wanted to buy on the counter and very authoritatively stated a dollar amount even before the cash person had the opportunity to tally the items up. In every case, the dollar amount was ridiculously low and the cash person said no. In a few cases, the prospective buyers laughed and said they had to try. In a few other cases, the prospective buyers walked away in a huff. And in a few cases, the buyer agreed to a reasonable discount. You know, there are some other very positive requests that came in during this time that got more than they expected. And that's because of the request and the person. A woman emailed to say she wanted some of the lamps but couldn't afford them. She was having a hard time and she just couldn't afford them. And I could read the sincerity in her email. I knew she wasn't trying to pull a fast one. So I said, drop by and I know we can do something for you. And my gut was right. She wasn't a scammer at all. She was a hardworking woman who was having a tough time in life. Her very reasonable, very honest request, it made her vulnerable. And yet she made it anyway. And she wound up getting all five of the lamps. Another young woman came on the second day and she saw a lot of stuff she liked. And she explained that she and her baby had just moved into a new place and funds were low. But she never asked for a discount on anything. She was pleasant and she just had a kindness about her. Who wouldn't want to give her a lot of gifts? Of course, we want to give to people like that. My point is this, ask for what you want. Don't demand it. Ask for it. You'll be surprised at how much you get just by making a clear, pleasant ask. Third thing, do not be unrealistic or unreasonable. Woman came to the counter with $150 worth of clothes. She said she had it. She'd take it all for $50. That was just unrealistic, especially that day when there's a line of people in the house and the garage waiting to check out. Another woman came loaded down with about, $180, $200 worth of stuff. And then she said she had $50. That wasn't realistic at all. But she waited until everything was bagged and boxed and wrapped really nicely to say she only had $50. Ugh. Had to unpack, unwrap, and make her decide what she really wanted. She told me she was getting a lot of stuff for her church bazaar, so I gave her a bunch of wreaths for free. And I still told her she wasn't getting all that stuff for $50, so she had to decide what she could afford. Remember earlier I said, be honest? Well, that lady told me that it was all for the church bazaar, but she told my friend inside that she wanted it all for her house. The truth. Stick with it. It doesn't change and it won't fail you. Fourth thing, don't try to decimate or dominate. You don't want to decimate the person you're negotiating with. They shouldn't want to decimate you. Look for some common ground, some middle ground, the place where you can both be peaceful with the outcome. When the people at the estate sale came with ridiculously low demands, there was no way they were going to prevail. We'd already selected a nonprofit to give the stuff that didn't sell to. So if we were going to give it away, we were going to give it away to a good cause, not a greedy person. When I think about business negotiations, I think it's important to honor my boundaries and still consider the needs of the other person. I sometimes get requests to cut my fee for consulting or for speaking, and sometimes the answer is a hard, fast no, because of what I know about the person and the organization. And there are other times where I think it's important to have a conversation and figure out what we can do. We can't always meet in the middle, but often there are concessions that I can make and that they can make. Fifth, here is, don't forget to think about what you disclose. A really funny thing happened at the sale. Different kind of disclosure, but I'm telling you anyway. A woman decided to strip off her top to try on clothes. So there's a house full of people, and the door to the room was open. And when I went in the room and saw that lacy leopard print bra, I told her, you got to put your clothes back on. I left, came back 5 minutes later, and she was still in that bra, trying on something else. So I went and got reinforcements, namely my sister, who told her, you got to follow the rules or you'll leave. Get dressed immediately. Well, she came back the next day to buy more stuff, and nobody wanted to see her or to sell to her. We had to watch her very carefully to be sure she wasn't going to strip again. In business negotiations, we don't take off our clothes. We shouldn't, unless we're in the adult film industry. But we do have to be conscious of how much we disclose, how we disclose it. Share what's important and keep the other stuff to yourself. Conduct yourself in a way that would make the other person welcome the opportunity to work with you again. I want to share a few more things to avoid in business negotiations. The first one I want to share, adding to this list, is don't wing it. Don't fly by the seat of your pants. Be prepared. Do the research you need to do to articulate a strong position. Don't assume that what worked the last time you had interactions with this person or organization is going to work this time. The world is fluid and it's changing all the time, so it's important to be well prepared. Next thing I think is important is don't overestimate yourself or underestimate the other person. Hubris is seldom helpful when we're trying to negotiate. Cockiness, smugness, being overly certain, they're recipes for disaster. They make you more of a target than a potential ally. And yep, people on different sides of a position or different sides of the table can actually become allies. Be humble and be curious about the other person or the other side. Next one is do not underestimate the value of patience. It may take some time to iron out wrinkles, to reach a mutually satisfying agreement, to see the merit in the other person. Invest the time and the energy in committing to perhaps a longer time than you anticipated to reach the agreement. Don't rush the process. Now, people say, don't take it personally when you're negotiating. And I don't always agree with that because sometimes it is personal. What I prefer to think is this. If it's personal, keep it in perspective. Monitor your sensitivity and let sensibility reign. Don't attack. Don't allow yourself to be attacked. Maintain your composure and always keep it civil. Next thing I'm going to say is probably something I should have said at the beginning, which is don't lose sight of your values. Be sure you're governed by your own sense of ethics and beliefs. We all have a sense of right and wrong, and that's what should govern our conduct in all of our negotiations. If you sense or feel that you're being pulled or pushed away from your values, you may need to take a step back and evaluate the entire situation. Is this something you should be involved in? What are the best ways to stand for what you believe in? How can you best advocate for your truth? Those are all questions that you need to ask when negotiations are taking you away from your values. Last thing, don't give in and accept a crappy deal. Be willing to hold firm on your position. Be willing to press for a solution that you can accept. It's really not smart to capitulate early in negotiations, and never, ever, ever cave in to ultimatums. You have personal power. You have a voice. Use it. Ask and see what's available to you. The first no doesn't have to be the end of the conversation. Let me wrap this up. Negotiating can actually be pleasant. I know that sounds crazy. It doesn't have to produce anxiety or angst. It's all about the mindset that we start with. Begin by thinking about your own needs and your own intentions because they matter. And then think about the other person. Start out curious instead of suspicious. The examples that I gave from the estate sale really do mirror life. So take the time to hone your negotiating skills, and that means becoming a clear communicator who's comfortable with self-advocacy. It also means staying true to yourself. I'm not saying be rigid. Of course, there are other perspectives and other ways to approach any situation. Just remember, everyone needs to walk away feeling good. Maybe not great, but definitely good. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichel Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.